All right, Pori, thank you very much. In case you think you're an hour ahead of yourself, you're not. It's actually 17 minutes to nine. And we're going to the National Ploughing Championships. The crowds have started to arrive. It's taking place in Scraggan in County Offaly. 300,000 people expected over the next 3 days. It is, of course, the festival that puts the country's agriculture sector in the spotlight. Key challenges facing farmers like the nitrates derogation, generational renewal and the proposed EU-Mercosur trade deal likely to be among the themes that will feature heavily. Our agriculture correspondent Angus Cox is there for us and he joins us now. Angus.
Good morning, Mary, from the 94th Ploughing Championships here in Scraggan, County Offaly. The gate's due to open officially in the next few minutes at 9 a.m, but already it is starting to fill up. It's fresh here, but importantly, it is dry and it's not too cold. As you say, the ploughing, it puts agriculture in the limelight all this week, and there are a number of challenges coming down the tracks for farmers, which they'll be keen to highlight. Plenty of politicians here too to lobby, and we'll get to a lot of that shortly. I've got representatives here from the IFA, the ICMSA, and of course from the National Ploughing Association. But first, Joe Caulfield, he was up and at it early here at Scraggan this morning, getting a sample of the atmosphere.
We've been very excited about it all week, so the weather is good and we're looking forward to a great couple of days. If you're into machinery, this is heaven. If you're into livestock, you're going to see the best livestock that there is to be seen. I think there's something for everybody, and it's going to be an absolutely fantastic day.
Looking forward to meeting Heather today. Heather Humphreys, of course. I mean, I don't have to tell you.
Are you a fan?
Oh, of course, I'm a fan, a supporter, yeah.
Seen all the new innovations for cattle farming and all sorts, see what's new. See, my uncle would be a farmer now, he'd be all into it, so I'll have a look around, anything new he'd be interested in. Anything to help and make life easier on the farm, like, is all brilliant.
This week, I suppose, see a lot of the cattle expeditions, the farm machinery. I suppose, keep these lads entertained. They came up to see all the sports stands, and I suppose they're having a day off school, and also myself a day off work as well, so that's the main thing.
Lads, what are you looking forward to? Tell us.
See all the sports stuff, like Elvery's, O'Neill, McKeever.
Do you think you might get an old jersey or something out of it?
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Yeah, the O'Neills and McKeever.
I like the cookery and flowers. I love flowers. My house full of flowers. I just love flowers. I love to look at flowers. And I love the cookery end of it. You want a good pair of boots. A good pair of wellies. And you want a good raincoat and everything else that goes with farming.
There you are, not even 9 o'clock here and already the atmosphere is building. I'm joined by Dennis Drennan, President of the ICMSA, the group representing dairy farmers. IFA President Francie Gorman is here too. But Anna-Marie McKee, I'll come to you first. You're Deputy Managing Director of the National Ploughing Championships. It's a huge undertaking. It's Europe's largest outdoor event, which is quite hard to believe. We have the weather so far. What else are you hoping for over the next 3 days?
Look, if the weather is good, the atmosphere is good and it's reasonably good over the next few days. Expecting the people to come, obviously, because so many exhibitors are here. We've over 1,400 exhibitors. We've 120 acres of trade arena, 800 acres of car parking and 350 ploughing. So the businesses are here. They're ready to do business. And we just want the footfall to come and meet them and trade, essentially.
And it's very important as well to give the rural community the voice and a huge platform as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and just even with the other guests you have this morning, you know, this is about rural Ireland this week. There's a focus across the board about rural Ireland, about the issues, about, you know, the mix of rural and that. And also it's so important for people that are in isolation in farming that they come here and they're able to air their issues and talk to the different departments as well, talk to the farm leaders and from there be able to make a plan going into the winter season.
And a lot of issues too be aired. Dennis Drennan from the ICMSA, I'll bring you in here. One of the more top line ones is the nitrates derogation coming down the line. The fears are it might not be renewed and will have a huge impact on dairy farmers.
Absolutely. You know, as Anna Marie has said, like, I mean, dairying is really, you know, when you see where people are coming from here this week, they're coming from all the four corners of the country, rural Ireland. Rural Ireland doesn't have a Google, a Microsoft, an Intel there. Dairy farming is the heartbeat of those rural communities, and any threat to the nitrates derogation, like, I mean, a lot of people look at the people with a large number of cows, but it's the small farmer, the average farmer in Ireland has 92 cows. And if derogation goes, those farmers are no longer going to be viable. So, I mean, that's really going to tear the heart of rural Ireland, and especially with the amount of work that those farmers have put in the past couple of years to sort out all the issues that are there with environmental and water quality issues. And we've really turned a corner, and to be a pity after all that work, that has been really, the whole industry have got behind this measure to improve water quality and air quality, and it would be just such a loss if it was to go at this point.
Francis Gorman from the IFA, I'm sure you'd issue similar sentiments there in terms of the importance of securing the renewal of the nitrates derogation.
Absolutely, and look, first of all, it's great to be here in Tullamore. Despite all the weather, the place looks fantastic, so we're looking forward to meeting people over the coming days. Derogation is a huge issue. We met with the head of the European Section on Environment yesterday on this issue. The water quality is going in the right direction, so we want to see it delivered politically. And look, we had a huge meeting in Naas last Friday night. We had over 1,000 farmers at it. So in the upcoming budget, obviously, to get the reliefs and supports to the tillage sector is a key ask. And as it happened, we also met the European Commissioner for Trade yesterday, Sekovic, on the Mercosur issue, another huge issue that we want to see delivery on our government on. And look, I think over the coming 3 days, we're going to hear those issues regurgitated again and again and again. And we're looking forward to meeting people.
Very, very good. And of course, there's so many issues to go through. We'll have the whole week to get through them in great detail. But Anna-Marie McKee, I'll come back to you. I'll finish where I started. The National Ploughing Championships started as an argument between two farmers in 1931 over which county had the best ploughers. In 2025, 94 years later, it's become so much more. There's a huge political element to it. We heard about the issues facing farmers as well. We're also going to have a raft of presidential hopefuls here over the next 3 days. All the big parties have their tents here too. How pleased are you and your mother, Anna May, who you both worked on this for so long and so hard, with how it evolves?
Yeah, well, look, it's a team. We've hundreds and hundreds of people out there this morning from 5 o'clock out on the roads, volunteers that have taken their week off work to actually come here and do the job. But look, we're so phenomenally proud of the ploughing. But you just mentioned about the initial argument between two farmers. That's still going on at the ploughing field. Which county is the best ploughers? And we have 350 of them ploughing this week, and they're here to try and win a national title. So very challenging for them and very exciting as well. But look, the ploughing, everyone owns the ploughing. That's the one thing. We're a national voluntary organisation, and we've members from all over the country that are members of the two organisations that we have here as well, ICMSA and IFA. And that's why I think people feel a real ownership of it, and Rural Ireland does, and wants it to succeed every year and get behind it. So look, we're looking forward to the week, and as Francie said, the people coming out, talking to all the political leaders and putting them to their task. They'll earn their wages this week because they'll get challenged face to face.
Absolutely. As we say, loads of issues to be highlighted as well. But as you remind us as well, very important to note there's plenty of ploughing here at the National Ploughing Championships over the next 3 days.
We're looking forward to having President Michael D. Higgins today, his last probably big engagement. So we're delighted to have him and Sabina here for the opening ceremony.
OK, well, listen, Anna-Marie McHugh, Francie Gorman, Dennis Drennan, thank you very much for your time this morning. And best of luck to all of you over the next few days, and hope you get what you want out of it anyway. But for the moment here in Screggan in County Offaly, it's back to you in studio, Mary.
And Angus, thank you very much as well. And the Behind the Story podcast is at the Ploughing today, and we'll be publishing a bonus episode of the podcast later on this evening. And Audrey and Morning Ireland live at the Ploughing tomorrow morning. After the break, RSV and vaccination.